We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
A caregiver or a parent, and we provide the staff, and we have a good old traditional camp experience for them. So we'll have activities ranging from, you know, in the summer we'll have the pool going and archery and arts and crafts and music and science and nature and sports and games and a ropes challenge course, horses, all of the traditional activities of any camp out there. We simply adapt how we have the activities for each of our campers.
I can imagine that for many of these kids with special needs, I mean, they've never gotten to experience anything like this before in their life. And for, you know, they probably see other kids, or they may hear other stories from other kids and some of the things that they did maybe over the summer, you know, when they come back to school. And they kind of feel like they miss out on those things. And you give them the opportunity to kind of live part of that normalness, I guess.
Exactly. It's, you know, those typical things that we all experienced as a child. And some of it's in the activities that they do, and some of it's just that ability to be able to go somewhere on your own and learn that independence, learn how to be a leader, learn how to be a self-advocate, how to get along with others in a group setting. All of those things that camp brings out in children and adults, in our case, and that you don't get other places. You don't get that kind of experience at school. You don't get that kind of experience at a club or that sort of thing. But you really need to be away from your caregivers and with other caring adults who can have you in a safe environment where you can try things that, for most of our campers, that are often told, oh, you can't do that. But at Camp Summit, we're like, yes, you can, and we'll help you. So, you know, best example is a mom who brought her son for the first time. He was about 13 years old, very medically involved, needing 24-hour-a-day nursing care.
Yeah.
We could not provide the 24-hour nursing care. We have nurses on staff, but not one-on-one with campers. But what we were able to do for him is we were able to provide camp for him and accommodate his nurses to come with him. So our staff took care of all the camp things, and his nurse took care of his medical needs. But he had the opportunity for the first time to be away from home, to be in a cabin with the other 13-year-old boys, hang out, listen to music, do all those kind of things, and participate in all the activities at camp. And his mother, picking him up that first year, she just had tears in her eyes, and she was like, wow, I finally got to see him in an environment where, you know, I walked into the cabin and the music was blaring and there were dirty socks everywhere and it smelled like 13-year-old boys. She was just ecstatic to have that experience. And that's what I think we forget sometimes about our parents, those with children with special needs, is that they don't, a lot of times, don't get those very natural kind of experiences of growing up. It's kind of a rite of your childhood.
I would say, too, that for a lot of people that may or may not know, maybe you've heard of Camp Summit before and you think, well, this is, you know, basically for the kids out there. But you guys actually have programs for adults as well, all the way up to age 99, right?
Absolutely. We do not have an upper age limit. You know, we know that our campers, just because they turn 18 or turn 22, which is when they graduate out of our school systems, that their disabilities don't just go away. They still need a place to go. They still need a place to have that is theirs. And that is why we are open up to all adults of all ages. And, you know, we have campers that have been coming 40, 50, 60 years to camp.
Will any of those campers who have come in the past, especially as they get older and they start to grow up and they're maturing and things like that, have you had any of them that have actually come back to work for the organization?
You know, we have had a few.
Yeah.
And it's just wonderful to watch them grow and how they have gained that ability. And some of it is a lot of it is probably because they came to camp and understand the camp culture and what their role needs to be at camp. But we have, and it's wonderful to see them and to see how they have grown and grown into that position.
I'm warning people right now, because I want to give out your website once again, campsummittx.org. If you can't handle smiles, it's not for you.
That's right.
Because there is just tons of smiles as soon as you go to your website, which I think is amazing. And again, we're talking to Carla Weiland. She is the CEO of Camp Summit. So let's talk a little bit about the team of people that work with you there at Camp Summit. How do they come about being involved with everything that you're doing? Where do they come from?
Well, we employ about 70 to 80 people in the summertime, and then another 40 or 50 in the fall, because we actually do camp year-round.
Right.
So we'll have 11 weeks traditionally in the summertime, and then 9 weeks in the fall, and then 2 at spring break. So our staff that work with our campers come from a variety of backgrounds. Summertime, we see a lot of college students come work for us, both locally and across the country. And across the world. In the summertime, we are part of a cultural exchange program. So we do bring some staff in from across the world. And it's a great way for our campers to get a taste of some of that international kind of culture.
Absolutely.
That they may not ever be able to travel to and see. And then in the fall, a lot of our staff, too, will be college students, maybe some that are taking a gap year, perhaps some that have finished college and have not decided what they want to do full-time. Or, you know, there's a whole group of folks that just love camp, and they will move and look for places that have year-round opportunities for them to be employed. So it's kind of a conglomeration of different folks that we have each season.
I love the fact, though, that you got a lot of these college kids that are involved in things like this, because what a way to start your adult life and your adult career, so to speak, in the giving world. And, you know, it's funny, as we look at the future, this tells you how bright it is that you've still got people that are like, this is what's like top of their list as far as things they want to do.
Exactly. And, you know, we like to explain to people who are coming to work for us in the summer, these are skills that you are going to move. It's a wonderful place to be, number one. You look at the website, you're right. The smiles, the happiness, and the interaction you get with our campers is just infectious. But, you know, what they're taking with them out into the world is amazing skills as well. It's those collaboration skills. It's negotiation skills, sometimes with staff or campers. Learning to work in a group, again, learning to be a leader, how to be a follower and knowing when you need to do which.
Right.
But a lot of those kind of soft skills that you can't be taught in college or anywhere else. You have to experience it and learn it by doing it.
Let's talk about the fun part now. What is it like for the kids? Like, tell us about some of your programs that you have. In a normal world, you know, obviously things are a little bit different now, and we'll get to how you guys are handling life in pandemic world at Camp Summit. But what's a normal type of summer camp for these kids with special needs?
It's like any other camp, honestly. They come in at the beginning of the week. They are assigned to a cabin. They move in. They get to get to know their cabin mates, and they take off kind of off and running right from the start. But we have, again, just very traditional activities. So we have a swimming pool. It looks like any other swimming pool. However, there are four ways you can enter that pool. There's a beach entry. There's a ramp. We have a lift and, of course, the traditional stairs going in. But everything at Camp Summit is universally adapted. So anybody can participate in any activity. We have a ropes challenge course that regardless of your disability that you can get on.
Oh, wow.
The elements are just like if you've done a ropes course in the past, the elements are just like what you and I have done up high. These elements are just simply lower to the ground so that any of our campers, even for somebody who's in a wheelchair, they can still go through the ropes course with the help of the staff.
Right.
And they are still doing it. A lot of hand-over-hand kind of assistance so that the camper actually experiences the activities. And that's true for any of our activities, whether that's in arts and crafts or sports and games or photography or science. We want our campers to be as engaged as possible. We have the all-camp activities. We have the campfires. We'll do all camp scavenger hunts and sing-alongs and all those traditional kind of things within camp that are so important to growing up.
You guys have been doing this since, it says, 1947. So I love that because, again, you know, when you're a parent of a special needs child, I'm a parent of two healthy children, and, you know, you feel so blessed, and then you know friends or family that have children with disabilities, whatever they may be, and you're constantly trying to think, what can I do to help them along in their process? And I would say that being able to provide something like this, you know, even if you're a parent and you're listening right now and you don't have a child with special needs, spread the word about Camp Summit because of all the amazing things that you are doing right now. But this is different than 1947. Unfortunately, this is 2020, and we're living in this crazy world of a pandemic with COVID-19 and everything going on right now. How have things changed for you this year, and what are some of the programs like now?
You are so right. It's a much different year here at Camp Summit. Normally, we would be about halfway through our summer right now, and we have had to cancel our summer session. We canceled our second spring break session and then all of summer.
Right.
However, we are still staying engaged with our campers as much as we can. We're doing some virtual camp activities on our website and through social media outlets that we are keeping up with them in that way, offering a few activities each week, a little different throughout the time, a lot of video kind of information going out to our campers, asking for their response back, to post back. It's a different way of staying in touch with them, but it's a great thing that we are able to do. We got a call from one of our campers this week, and she was just expressing how much she was loving. She just called to tell us thank you, which is so wonderful to hear. And just as you know, I love doing the activities. It's not camp, but it gives me something until I can come back.
And I think for a lot of people, too, in that kind of world, I mean, when you're talking about, you know, children, if they're doing this from home now, there's a chance that they may have brothers and sisters that they're able to participate as well, right?
Absolutely. And as I like to tell our campers when we first started the virtual camp program was, you know, this is their turn to be the counselors to their families. They get to share. They get to show them how it's done at Camp Summit and to share a little bit of that Camp Summit magic with the rest of their family.
Let's talk real quick about what you guys do, because obviously, you know, this is, I'm sure, an undertaking as far as the financial and everything else that goes along with that. What do you guys have coming up that's a way to support what you're doing?
Right. Thank you for asking that. We do. We have a couple of things that are just around the corner. The first one is a virtual 5K. And we are just asking people the week after the 4th of July, so starting July 6th, to just whatever their family wants to do or they as an individual want to do as a 5K. You can walk, you can run, you can roll, you can bake 5,000 cookies, you can, you know, whatever you want to do. But just to get up and get moving and do something in honor of Camp Summit. And so that's coming up July 6th through the 10th. It's okay. a small fee to enter, and then we're just asking people then to, of course, go out and get pledges or donations to their 5K.
Gotcha. And if you want to get more info on that, again, the website, campsummittx.org. I know that, and we mentioned this when we first started talking, the golf tournament that you guys do every year.
Right.
Great news is you're doing it, right?
We are. It was originally scheduled back in April, and we knew that wasn't going to work. So we early on went ahead and postponed it, and that is coming up August 31st out at Bear Creek Golf Course again this year. And we'll have a morning start. And it's always a fun day of golfing and activities for all of the golfers.
I actually played in it last year, and it was so much fun. We had a blast. The weather was gorgeous. It's a lot of people should understand, too. Bear Creek, of course, is just amazing golf course. There's two of them out there, and you're basically you're kind of divided between the two, and there's always a great silent auction that's going on. They provide an awesome lunch and all that, and it's just so much fun and great to be a part of.
Well, thank you. It's a fun day. We love having the golfers out there and like you said, on both courses and just having a good time. And we usually have a couple campers out there. And in fact, our two honorary chairs will be there this year, and they're great. They're looking forward to a fun day on the course.
Once again, we are on the phone right now with Carla Weiland. She's the CEO of Camp Summit. And just to kind of talk a little bit more about the camp, and as I'm looking at your website right now, and I see one of the cabins, which just it looks like something I'd love to just get away to right now anyway, considering our current stay-at-home life that we've been in. Do you see in the future a time when you feel like maybe you're able to start getting campers back on the premises?
Yes, we can't wait to get the campers back on site. We are working on that plan now, working on the guidelines that we will have to follow once we can open up again. We have sent a survey out to all of our campers asking what their comfort level is for coming back. So we're compiling all of that information now and just really, you know, we're focused on coming back as soon as we can, as safely as we can. But we're not going to do it until we can do it as safe as possible.
You know, safety and being smart right now is something that that I think we're all pretty much concentrating on more than anything else.
Right, and it's always been our number one concern is the safety of our campers. So, you know, that's never going to be different. And in light of the pandemic right now, you know, that looks a little different. But
so on your virtual things that you're doing right now, are those via video, and are they being done like at the actual camp and all of that?
A little bit of it is, yes.
Okay.
Well, most of it is, honestly. The program staff is still working out at camp because we do have 460 acres that can very, very easily social distance out there.
Right.
And they are putting together those activities on the campsite and doing a lot of the videos from camp.
Right. And where exactly is the camp located again?
The camp is in Paradise, Texas. Great place to have a camp.
Right. I was about to say.
It's about 70 miles west of the Dallas area.
It just works out perfectly that, you know, when you're doing something, especially with kids of special needs and even adults of special needs, that you're doing it in Paradise. And to me, you know, and just looking at the pictures, and I want to keep giving the website because I want people to go and see these pictures because it is paradise out there. Definitely a Texas version of paradise.
It is. It is. We love it. And we've been there since just 2016. So it's a new location for us, and we have embraced it and are just enjoying it beyond measure.
Are there other ways for people to get involved besides the virtual 5K, the golf tournament that's coming up? How else can people get involved and donate or give or however it is that that you guys need it the most?
Right. We on our website, again, there are plenty of options if someone would like to make a donation. When you first go to the website, there's donate buttons, and there's a pop-up right now that's running. So, of course, cash donations are always wonderful. We also are in need throughout the year with volunteers for our events, as well as doing some work sometimes out at camp. So that's another area where people can help. And then being a great ambassador for Camp Summit is always a great help as well. You know, spread the word. Let people know we're out here. Sometimes, you know, when I hear somebody who hasn't heard of Camp Summit, I'm like, oh, come on. Everybody needs to know. So,
right.
You know, help us spread the word.
And again, this kind of goes to the idea that if you're a parent out there and maybe you have healthy children and maybe you're thinking to yourself, well, it's not necessarily something that my kids need, but I know people that do. Or, you know, listen, go on your Facebook mom group and, you know, spread the word there as well, right?
Right, exactly. And, you know, and our campers, many of our campers need the financial support to come to camp as well, which we help them with. But that's another way people can help. If you know someone who wants to come to camp and, you know, pass that on too, that to not let the camp fee be a deterrent for them, because there are ways to do that without having to let that be a burden.
Is this something, by the way, Camp Summit, that is just here in North Texas, or is this something that you guys team up with other organizations around the country or anything like that?
We are an independent camp, so we are not part of any other group, but there are camps throughout the country that are similar to us in some ways. You know, we're quite unique in that we do not have an upper age limit to our campers. We started at age 6, and they can come for a lifetime. The other thing is that we, as long as we can medically manage someone's needs, they're welcome to come to camp. So they don't have to be a part of any other group to come to camp. They don't have to be a member of any other organization in order to come to camp. They come on their own. So that makes us very unique. And there are just a handful of camps throughout the country that are like that, like us.
Very
now,
good.
We, you know, We partner with all the other special needs camps throughout the country that are different types of special needs camps, and through the American Camp Association and through the special needs kindred group of that. Very supportive organizations that we are a part of, and just feel, you know, blessed to be able to have others kind of doing the same thing we are.
So I was looking here. Now, of course, you guys are always very involved, and especially on the receiving end, which is awesome, on North Texas Giving Day. coming up September 17th.
Right.
How much has that benefited you in the past years?
Oh, it's been great. It's a huge day for us, and we appreciate all of our supporters for making that a true statement. It's a great day. You know, the Dallas community is just an amazing giving community. And I think an example to the rest of the country of how much people will really, you know, get up and give that day. It's wonderful to watch the numbers and how many people are being helped here in the North Texas area. But for us, it has been a wonderful day. We always have some of our greatest supporters that are out there and helping us that day. And then we always see a handful or a pretty good sized number of new supporters that day as well. So we just appreciate each and every gift on those days and appreciate then that most of those donors will become friends of Camp Summit ongoing.
One of the things I love about Camp Summit is the fact that it is, again, it's a camp for kids with special needs and all the way through adulthood, which is, you know, something that you can become a part of now and basically just make it a part of your life every single year from here on out. I can only imagine watching the relationships and friendships amongst your campers going throughout the years and seeing those relationships develop, you know, all of a sudden 5-10 years down the road.
Oh, absolutely. We see that a lot during our adult weeks as they are checking in, the young adults and adults. It's wonderful to watch. So they'll be checking in on check-in day, and you'll see them across the room, see their an old cabin mate from the previous year or a really good friend, and they may only see that friend at camp. And really be able to visit with them and have that time together. And, you know, they're high-fiving during check-in, and they're leaving the check-in line to go see their friends. And it's wonderful to see, and to see that camaraderie and how that has impacted their lives. It's a great part of social media now. Many of our campers are on social media, and it's fun to watch how they connect then with their other friends on social media, where in the past, they may not have had that connection throughout the year. They only saw each other that one week during the summer when they came to camp.
So we were talking earlier about the volunteers. Is there anything specific as far as, like, you know, backgrounds or anything like that? Like, hey, I'm majoring in something special over here at while I'm in college, or you know, is there anything that they need to do specifically in order to become a volunteer at Camp Summit?
That they are majoring in any specific area. We do end up with a lot of our staff who are, but our biggest desire for anybody who's coming to work with us during the season is that they have a desire to work with our population. That they if they have experience, that's great. If not, we will teach them. But what we want is the love and the desire and the interest in serving the population that we serve. So we go through a very extensive interview process, background checks, references. They go through anywhere from a week to 10 days of orientation and training prior to ever seeing any of our campers or working with our campers. So we can teach them how to help our campers, how to serve our campers. But what we need out of them is the desire to do it.
I was reading an article, and the hard part about this is that with our new normal and everything with social distancing and things like that, that oddly enough, being a hugger is actually, I want to say it was like, you know, hereditary or something like that. And I can imagine how many hugs that you guys give at Camp Summit. And that's probably going to be the most difficult part about moving forward, and especially now that you're doing things virtually. But I'm sure that's probably one of the key elements as far as being a volunteer with you guys.
It is. And we talk about that a lot in the task force that's working on reopening, because our campers do. They love the human touch. We all need human touch.
Yeah.
I mean, You know, that's just embedded in us. It's necessary. It's part of the process. Camp is very much a community experience. You know, it's about being together with people. It's about small groups, large groups. And this pandemic is just proving to make that a little different. It'll right. look different for a while until this all gets under control. But, you know, we're looking at ways that we can still provide that. You know, our campers, many times people won't hug on our campers. They don't know that it's okay.
Yeah.
And we don't want to ever lose that with our campers because we love each and every one of our campers and just adore giving them what they need when they come to camp that they may not get in everyday life.
Yeah. I will say that, you know, if you've had any experience with kids with special needs or even adults with special needs, that it seems like hugging seems to be their language, so to speak. And I do hope that we get back to that place where that becomes, you know, part of the old normal that we bring back. So, you know,
right.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Well,
absolutely. For all of us, I think everybody, you know, everybody has their own level and of that, but we all need a little bit of that today.
I will say that if you've not been to the website again at campsummittx.org, once again, Camp Summit is providing a normal life camping environment for those with special needs. And again, if you don't like smiles, don't go to the website because you're going to be sorely disappointed to see all the smiles there. But no, it's an amazing organization. And Carla, I want to thank you again so much for taking some time with us here to get that word out. Before I let you go, what's the date of the golf tournament again? I just want to make sure people know because, like I said, I'll be playing in it again this year. But I'm very excited about that.
Well, great, and then we look forward to that. The tournament is on August 31st at Bear Creek.
Cannot wait.
Bear Creek Golf Course.
It's cannot wait. Well, yes. Once again, thank you so much for taking the time this weekend. Good luck with everything in the future, especially with new activities that you guys, I'm sure, will be exploring for Camp Summit and taking care of our friends with special needs.
That's right. Thank you. We can't wait to get back out there with each and every one of our campers and appreciate being able to talk with you today. Thank you.
A remarkable place for remarkable people. That is their quote right there on the website, campsummittx.org. And again, they are doing things differently now, providing barrier-free outdoor experiences for children and adults with disabilities. They've been doing that since 1947. Obviously, things are different right now and the way that they go about virtual camps. And you've got kids with special needs, this is something that you cannot wait to be a part of. If you are a parent with a child with special needs, definitely go to the website and see what you can do to get your child involved. But if you're a parent without a child with special needs, maybe it's something that you spread the word on through social media or tell your friends that this is something they can definitely get involved with. Once again, they've got the golf tournament. It's coming up on August 31st at Bear Creek. Great way to get involved and help support what they're doing. And don't forget about their Paradise Challenge Virtual 5K. That is coming up July 6th through the 10th, sponsored by Daybreak. Go check it out. Again, all on the website at campsummittx.org. Once again, my name is Jeff Miles. I'm the host of Miles in the Morning on 98.7 KLOVE. And now we have someone on the phone with us who is in Lancaster and has an incredible organization. It's called FAWC, Conservatory of Arts and Sciences. His name is Coy Portier. He is the executive director. Good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. Thank you.
I'm going to ask the obvious question. Your last name, Portier, we all know that from one very specific person, Sidney Portier. Is there any relation there?
Yes, my grandfather is his uncle, so my dad and he are first cousins.
Really?
Yes, sir.
How incredible is that? I would imagine that Sidney probably thinks that you're just as great doing what you're doing as he is what he does, right?
Well, I'm very excited to be part of his family. It's been an honor. My whole film career, when I started it, was based on the fact that I wanted to be just like him.
And, I mean, here's someone who's got the Presidential Medal of Freedom, as a matter of fact, right?
Yes, sir.
How about that? Wow, that's amazing. Well, good to talk with you. Coy Portier, again, on the phone right now. Now, you are the executive director of FAWC, Conservatory and Arts and Sciences. Before we get started, I'd love to know the history, how you became involved in this organization, and you know, how long it's been around here in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Well, originally my mom had a passion to make sure that all kids have a same opportunity to learn arts and sciences that's not generally introduced to kids in the low-income areas or underserved areas. I always tell people back in the 70s, I wanted to be an astronaut, but it was never really introduced to me, so I never thought I could ever be something like an astronaut or go to NASA. So what we wanted to do is we wanted to make sure that no other kids, at least not have the opportunity to have these things introduced to them. They may not get there, but at least they know there's an opportunity. So she started this nonprofit in 2014. We started off in the Lancaster area, and so now we've moved into the Pleasant Grove area also,
okay.
Where we have an office there, and we are now starting a urban farm in the city of Lancaster.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, give people a little bit of a history. So, and you'll have to pardon, I don't exactly know. What is the FAWC for?
We created the acronym to stand for Fostering Adventurous World Changers.
Love
but
it.
We want to be able to let these kids know that they can do it all.
That is amazing. And to me, you know, well, I think we all should take the responsibility upon ourselves, especially as adults, to encourage and teach the future people out there, you know, things like arts and sciences. And, you know, sometimes I think, you know, we kind of get that feeling that it gets kind of tossed aside at times, right?
It sure does. And what we want to do is these kids want to learn. Another one of the initiatives we did, if I can jump right into that real quick, another
sure.
initiative, what we did was we noticed while the kids were coming to learn the arts and sciences, pretty much a lot of them were hungry. They would get out of school, and the sad fact for a lot of these kids is when school is out, that's the last meal that some of these kids will have until the next day, or on the weekends, that pretty much until Monday, where they'll eat again. So we started this initiative to make sure we're feeding these kids and so they can even concentrate.
This started as an idea, like you said. How tough was it to get this off the ground and going and then to really get it, you know, to the place where it is right now?
Well, it was pretty hard coming into the Pleasant Grove area, you know, with the fears of the area, the knowledge of the violence that happens mm-hmm. In the block where we are right here on where St. Augustine and Bruton, we know this area has been known to have a violent background. So to come in there, getting past that fear and to actually getting in with the kids, get the kids to trust you because they see a lot of things every night, they hear a lot of things every night. To get past that wall so they could trust my wife and I and my parents, it took a while to do that, but now they know that our place is a safe place where they can come. They can come to our location and just be kids. That's the most exciting part. They could... When they go home, there's going to be some issues, but they know they can always knock on that door. So a lot of times my wife are there and I are there 7 days a week for those kids to come to that place.
I would say that now more than ever, the idea of the future of kids in areas that could be known as challenged, now more than ever, we're paying attention to these kinds of things and why we need to spend so much time exploring different ways of showing them a different kind of way of life, right?
Right.
Tell me about some of the different activities that you guys do. I know that part of this is after school, you know, programs and things like that. Do you have summer programs as well?
Well, our goal was to have a summer program. We created a program where we could teach them how to grow their own food, make their own food. But because of COVID, we had to put it down this year.
Right.
But we plan to bring the program back. We created a curriculum which will go from basic agriculture all the way down to a farmer's market at the end of that 7-week program. And so that's some of the things we're working on now. We have the kids come out every fourth Saturday. We have the kids come out for pizza and a movie so they can come back and relax. And every day we had the Pearl Museum come out at 1 month. But every day this was a safe place for them just to come and just work on homework. Or just relax until it was time for them to go home.
You know, I don't. This is my first time kind of experiencing what it is that you have going with the FAWC, Conservatory of Arts and Sciences. There's a part of me that reminds me of a little bit of some of the summer camps and things that we would do as children when we were growing up. I love on your website. It says you may encounter many defeats, but you must not be defeated. Of course, that is
That's right.
a quote from Maya Angelou. So as we're going through a tough time right now, obviously with the pandemic and COVID-19, how much of that is affecting these very kids that you're trying to reach?
Well, the problem is we can't be open much anymore. And when we do come, we give them their food from the outside of the door. So it takes away that love and the passion that we're able to show these kids, because we love to hug on the kids and everything. And so now with this new way of life, it's a little bit harder to show them the love that we used to giving them. But we try to reach out to them as much as possible. You know, we try to reach them. Still, you know, because we've lost two kids already. That's a story that really touches my heart. We had one of our youth who got killed in a drive-by last year, and the same time, just a day off, one of our kids just got murdered last month. Mm. And so to be able to let the other kids know that we're still here for you, to offer these kids a better way, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to let them know there's other things outside of drugs. There's other things outside of violence. There's love in this community, and you could still do it. No matter the odds that you, the mountains you're climbing, you still can make it. And that's what we try to impart into these kids.
I would say that most kids, if you were to ask them, you know, right off the bat, no matter where you're from, what your background is, you say, hey, let's go start a garden. They're probably like, well, I don't know. That may not be as fun as some other things. But I would imagine, though, that once these kids start to get involved in this, it gives them something to be proud of, something to get motivated to do, right?
One of the greatest things is when they actually see their plant go from seed to actual a plant. It was amazing. We've had kids come and they've telling us how they've taken their plant home and the relationship they had with their father or their mother that wasn't good. The relationship was brought back together because of a plant.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we take them out to the garden, the few kids that we've been able to get out there for them to see where last month this was a seed. Now, 14 days later or 30 days later, you can see something come out of the ground. That really does something to these kids. And so they've actually attached to it better than I thought they would. They were a little bit more excited because I thought the same thing. These kids are not going to get excited about this. They're fans of it.
It says here that you are a master gardener yourself, so I imagine you get pretty involved in that process.
Well, my wife and I, we're new master gardeners interns with Dallas County, and so when we completely finish the program in January, we're going to take all those skills, what we've learned from the Texas A&M program, and we're bringing it back to the communities. Our goals are to start a 4-H type of program for these kids so we can start giving them actual certified training in farming.
Are you from where are you from originally?
Originally, I was born in Cleveland, Tennessee, and originally I spent most of my time in Florida, South Florida.
Gotcha. So I would imagine that getting to know North Texas has been something it sounds like you've absolutely embraced. But the fact that you've really come into Dallas-Fort Worth and you've decided that I'm going to take it upon myself as a philanthropist, basically, and really try to make the world a better place moving forward with the future is pretty awesome. Once again, we're on the phone right now with Coy Portier. He is the executive director of FAWC, Conservatory of Arts and Sciences. I'm looking at your website right now, and you can check it out at fawcas.com. Not only is the community garden something that you guys are involved with, but you guys have been doing some other events as well. I see the Perot Museum Tech Truck visit that you guys do. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, the kids wanted to know about robotics, so we reached out to one of our board members, reached out to Perot Museum. They came out. They taught the kids how to make basic robots out of with batteries and things they can put together around the house, and that was so exciting. We had a packed house. They allowed the kids to tour their van. That was one of the most exciting days we've had. Also, every fourth Thursday, what we're doing right now, we're actually having a food drive where a lot of the community can come and pick up food boxes. That's one of our another one of our exciting days, being able to give back. And so we do a lot of things in the community that I think will show the kids that people do love them.
Right.
It gives an atmosphere of giving, and that's some of the most important things that we do.
How has the attitude of a lot of these kids, because, you know, it doesn't matter what age you are, doesn't matter where you're from, but living in a pandemic world right now has got to be difficult. How has the attitude changed? I'm sure it's been in a positive way with a lot of the kids that you are seeing on a regular basis.
Well, I mean, the kids, they still don't have a true understanding what it means by pandemic. They're not in communities where, at the time, where testing was readily available for them. So I still saw a lot of kids here that's not wearing masks. They're not taking the safety protocols. But we're just inspiring them to make sure that they're being safe. We're telling them to start being a little bit more cautious about their surroundings and things they're doing. So they're still positive. But we're trying to tell them to be a little bit more safe, if that makes sense.
With the upcoming school year, of course, there's been a lot of conversation about, you know, how are we going to get back to school and things like that. What sort of steps are you guys taking as far as, you know, the future and the after-school program that you'd offered in the past for these neighborhoods? What are you doing moving forward with this new normal that we keep talking about?
Well, what we're trying to do now is go a little bit more virtual. So we're upping our internet access here at the office, so the kids will still have access to internet in the apartment complex. So a lot of things that we could do, we'll still be able to touch them virtually with our Zoom, Google Classroom, and things that we're doing like that. So we're trying to make sure they understand coding, they understand to be able to use computers. That's one thing we found out that they didn't know how to do when the mayor did the job fair. And a lot of these kids wanted to do the job fair, but we found out then they didn't have computer access and they didn't have knowledge of how to use computers. And that's something we're trying to change now, to give them that opportunity to still be educated, but virtually.
How do people get involved with what you're doing? And what's the biggest thing that you need right now?
Right now, we want to get transportation to be able to get some of our kids from Pleasant Grove over to the farm.
Right.
So we're going to have a fundraiser this year on August 22nd at our farm property in Lancaster to try to start raising money towards transportation. You know, that's one of the things we want to do. We would love to have people come out and show their faces. Of course, we're kind of closed down only to just deliver food. But just the kids to see some faces, see the people out, people to know that people care. But they can reach out to me at 214-554-6673. They can visit our website. We try to keep it updated on some events we have through Instagram. So that's fawccas.com. They can visit us on our Facebook page at FAWC Conservatory of Arts and Sciences, where we try to kind of keep that up to date as well about the things we're doing.
I see here on your website also, you do or have done Miss Trina May's Fish on Fridays. Tell me about that.
That's my wife, Miss Trina May's Fish on Friday is a fundraiser so we can keep the kids, you know, full. That's our goal. We try to raise as much money as we can using different fundraising techniques. And my wife has a passion for cooking. People love her fish. Uh-huh. So her name is Katrina Portier, but we thought it sounded a little more like a chef or a good down-home cooking if we called it Miss Trina May's. And so every Friday, starting now, every Friday from, I believe, 11 to 1, she'll be out in front of our organization here in Pleasant Grove cooking fish, and she's selling dinners as cheap as $8.
Right.
You can come out and get a fish dinner.
Okay. Oh, wow, that's amazing. And again, to get the details and get the information, you can go to the website at fawccas.com to get not only just your phone numbers, but also get, is the Bruton Road address somewhere where people should come for donations and things like that as well?
Yes, we're not at the farm, we're here. Pretty much 7 days a week, we're going to be at the Bruton site.
Okay, so that's 9415 Bruton Road, Suite 3101 here in Dallas. And again, you get more information there. The phone number also, 214-554-6873. When we talk about some of the sciences and the arts that you're getting, a lot of these kids who would never in another way necessarily have the opportunity to be even exposed to some of this, I'm sure it's a cultural experience for them as well. They're experiencing different cultures with sciences and arts. How are you able to put all that together? I'm sure you have to have, you know, some help from other, you know, organizations with all of that.
Well, we've met a lot of people through not only the filmmaking. We are award-winning filmmakers through our documentary that we did on the history of Black cowboys. But that opened up another window for these kids to visit rodeos, Black rodeos, multicultural rodeos. So we've been able to take the experience that we've had to build enough, build a team that can come in and teach these kids dance. We've had people come in and teach these kids filmmaking.
Wow.
One of our board members has an internet radio station that they're able to go live on radio. So we teach them radio techniques.
Look out, they're going to be taking my job here pretty soon.
Oh, yeah, these kids are so good.
That's great.
We're able to impart a lot of things into their lives.
Do you have mentoring programs where people can get involved and then, you know, come in and maybe be a mentor, kind of almost like a career day or anything like that?
Yeah, we're looking for mentors to be able to come out and just inspire these young men that what they're doing on the street is not right. I've lost two youth already, so I just see, you know, we'd love to have the ladies as well, but my passion right now is to show these young men who I see every night that I'm afraid that I won't see again, somebody to come out and just tell these kids they love them, they believe in these guys. And so, yeah, we need mentors to come out and just to inspire. It doesn't even have to be any genre specific. Just come out and just shake a hand or smile. You know, I know we're in the COVID time, but just come out and let these kids know that somebody's rooting for them.
Human connection, I think, right now is more important than ever. And I would say that especially in a situation where you have people that may not be as knowledgeable on what's going on. Young people, especially children, they don't understand, like you said earlier, the whole idea of this pandemic and what's going on. But I'm sure that they also see that there are people out there and people are hurting and they're probably curious, wonder what's going on. Why is this happening right now? So I imagine that human connection and just a volunteer to be able to come and do that is phenomenal. Do you guys have any other events that are coming up where people can get involved and help what you're doing?
Definitely. August 22nd, we'll have a donor appreciation and a fundraiser drive to start. It'll be a kickoff to start where we're trying to raise $20,000 to be able to go towards a purchase of a van or a minibus. So we can start getting these kids, you know, once this pandemic is calmed down and they make it easier for them to transport again, we can get these kids out of Pleasant Grove and just show them maybe downtown Dallas, show them McKinney, show them the farm, and let these kids know it's more to this world outside of this circle, outside of this community that you see, so they can learn things and come back and help the community. So that's our passion right now. We have August 22nd, our donor appreciation / kickoff for our fundraiser. And anytime they want to come by and support Miss Trina Mays, fish on Fridays. I got a note here. It's from 11 to 4 every Friday.
Right.
Just come out and purchase a plate. Anything helps.
That's amazing. If you were to have a message for people out there, I feel like that one of the issues that we have in our society right now is people are unaware. People are, it's almost like, well, that doesn't affect me, so I'm not going to think about that. I'm not going to worry about that. However, we're all in this together.
Right.
And we need to help everyone and lift people up. What is your message to those people as far as, like, you know, what it is that you're doing and the inspiration of these kids that you're working with?
My passion is that if we help one of these kids, they can help another.
Yeah.
And once we all have good communities, then a whole city can be blessed. When you see one area healthy, one area whole, it will move on to another community. And that's our goal, is to start right here. You can start small in your own neighborhood.
Right.
This is not even a neighborhood where we were raised in. We didn't grow up here, but I've attached myself to these kids till I hate to leave the office because I know that we're needed. Just like we're needed, you're needed as well. And I say you, I'm talking about to your audience. You're needed as well. It's important that we save these youth because tomorrow is all about them. Tomorrow is not about us. So that's what we're trying to do here. We're trying to foster adventurous world changers. We know they're going to be able to change the world. And we're trying to put that one spark in them ourselves.
You've been doing this, like you said, since 2014. Is that correct?
Well, we've been doing it here in Dallas. My wife and I have been running gang prevention programs. Well, I have since the 90s. We started off with Men of Distinction in Florida.
Wow.
Then we did a gang prevention program together, my wife and I, in another organization around about 2006 until we moved here in 2007.
Okay.
Yeah, so my wife and I have been doing this for over 20-something years.
Is there any success stories that you have that just come to mind? That just make you think about that one specific person that just makes you say, this is what brings me back to keep doing this every single day?
Well, we have a gentleman that moved here. He has his own business here in Dallas. He actually was from our mentor program in Florida, Mr. Cleveland Robinson. He now has a master's degree. Mr. Cleveland Robinson is now buying properties here in Dallas, and he's now teaching other people in the community how they could buy property and use that as an investment.
Right.
So Cleveland is one of the many of some of those families that I've mentored. Those kids went from trouble kids in school, if you want to say that, to successful people in communities, ministers, married, nice families. I got grandkids that are not biological, but I got grandkids now because I've taken those kids in years ago in the mentor program, and I'm still connected to almost all of them to this day.
I think it's important for all of us to think of how we should all make each other successful in the world, and that's the idea here with the FAWC Conservatory of Arts and Sciences. I love what you're doing, Coy Portier, who is the executive director. Where do you see the future of your organization? Where do you see this growing into? Do you have like this kind of master plan or idea of what you see this doing down the road?
Yeah, we're going to continue to teach our kids arts and sciences, but my wife and I, we have gotten so excited about this new agriculture lifestyle that we're trying to train these kids into that. But our plan is to build a huge farm, allow these kids to come out to where they can learn about farming, go back home, be able to supply their own meals. But bigger than that, our goal is to take some of these drug dealers and say, hey, you've been selling on these corners for years illegal. How about set up some small pop-up shops, some farmers markets, and you sit on that same corner and you sell this food legally and help your community? That is my passion, is to take from the negative of these young businessmen who's out here selling the wrong thing and take them and to make them legal businessmen on the same street corner and supplying for their families in a positive way. Because I have kids out here who are having to take care of their grandma, their brothers and sisters. So I understand that there's an issue financially, but I want to make it to where they're doing it in a positive level and helping the community and still making some money. That's my goal.
Again, you said you're in the Pleasant Grove area. Do you see yourself branching into other areas of North Texas or even across the state?
We're looking into Mesquite right now. We're looking to get a bigger property here in Pleasant Grove and also in Lancaster. But our model, we want to be able to spread to all the communities in the United States.
That's
or
amazing.
In the world, if possible.
That's amazing. Well, I think what you're doing is phenomenal, and I want people to get more involved in this. And if you go to the website once again at FAWCCAS, that of course for the FAWC Conservatory of Arts and Sciences, you can find ways to get involved. You can find ways to donate. I know that donations, you take food donations. I see here on you also do clothing drives and things like that as well.
We take food donations. One of the things we need to hear are Pampers. We need a lot of Pampers.
Okay.
We do food donations. Anything they want to give, we have a link on the website to PayPal.
Okay.
They can go there and be able to give. And, anything helps. Mentor time, coming out to the farm, helping us out there. Anything helps. We'll be excited about it.
Farming tools even, I'm sure you probably could take as some donations as well.
Yes, we do seed giveaways as well. So anyone who's interested or needs some seeds for their garden, we have thousands of seeds that we could pass out as well. But, we just need the people to come out and just show their face. That'll be a true blessing.
Show their face, but not only that, they may decide, hey, listen, those tomatoes look really good.
Oh, yes, we have those. We're growing right now. We're growing purple hull peas right here in the office. So we're showing the kids they can grow right inside their homes. And
wow.
So. That's some of the things we're doing.
That's awesome. You guys do a toy giveaway. Is this a yearly thing around Christmas time? Or?
Yes, we partner with other organizations, so I don't want to make it seem like it's just all of us. It's other
right.
organizations that come in and partner with us on toy drives. on the food drives and some things that we're doing in our gardens.
Well, that's just beautiful. Once again, on the phone, Coy Portier, he's the executive director, FAWC Conservatory of Arts and Sciences. Your wife, Miss Trina Mays, Fish on Fridays. I mean, this sounds like something people should put on their calendar on a weekly basis, not only just for the great food, but just because you're really contributing to a great cause and a great organization that you guys are doing here in Dallas-Fort Worth.
They won't be disappointed.
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking at the picture right now, and it looks amazing. So I'm like, Friday, I'm there. Good stuff. Well, Coy, thank you so much for taking the time today to explain exactly what you're doing. I think it's phenomenal. We need more of you. We need more people like you in North Texas to be not only just doing this, but spreading the word.
I just want to say I truly appreciate this opportunity. This is an honor to be able to speak to you, and I really thank y'all for giving back to the community. I don't think I could have found a better way to spread our word. So I truly, from the bottom of our heart here at FAWC Conservatory, we really thank you for this opportunity.
We're not – none of us are moving forward unless we're all moving forward, and that's exactly what you're doing.
Amen.
So. Very good. Well, thanks again for the time, and good luck with everything in the future. I can't wait to come try some of Miss Trina May's Fish on Fridays.
Great. Thank you.
Once again, their website is fawccas.com. Their upcoming events, Miss Trina May's Fish on Fridays. You heard me just mention that. That's a great opportunity for you to help get these youth in the Dallas-Fort Worth area to help inspire them, to help them, you know, learn more about arts and sciences, but especially through the farming process there at the Deloach Farms, which they just broke ground on this past September. And if you'd like to donate or be a part of that, there's more information not only on their website, but their address is 9415 Bruton Road, Suite 3101 here in Dallas. That's zip code 75217. Their phone number is 214-554-6873. Again, Coy Portier, who is the executive director of FAWC Conservatory of Arts and Sciences, related to Sidney Portier, which I think is pretty amazing. He himself also, Coy, is a filmmaker. So somebody maybe you want to Google. Also want to say a huge thank you to Carla Weiland. She is the CEO of Camp Summit. Their website, again, is campsummittx.org. They're a great organization here in North Texas. They actually have their camp located out in Paradise. No greater place in all of North Texas to celebrate the lives of those young people and even adults with special needs and disabilities than in Paradise, Texas, and the facilities are second to none. But of course, with COVID-19 happening right now, they're having to do much of their events and their activities virtually through their website. So once again, look at that at campsummittx.org. And don't forget, coming up on July 6th through the 10th, their virtual 5K and more, the Paradise Challenge is what they're calling it for Camp Summit. And if you'd like to be involved in that, then you can sign up and register at the website. Once you register, you can walk, run, roll. She says any other activity. If you want to bake, that's totally okay too, but a great way to get involved. And I can't wait to see you at their golf tournament, which is coming up later on in August. And of course, they do that at Bear Creek Golf Club. The date on that, August 31st. Go register now and be a part of a great organization. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. My name is Jeff Miles, once again, from 98.7 KLOV. Tune in next week as we focus on other programs and organizations that are doing great things here in Dallas-Fort Worth and North Texas on Better Living.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.